Okay, and right, okay, what time is it? It's 4:04, and I'd like to bring the Environmental Services Advisory Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024, and we have a quorum. Let's go through roll call. Fred Ariza.
Here.
Doug Jennings is absent. Trevor Ledbetter.
Here.
Susanna Shippers.
Here.
Ryan Thomas.
Here.
And I'm Chris Yarder, and I am here as well. So I thought Margo was gonna give us an update on Plan Tucson. So let's skip item two till she shows up. Item three, we're going to remove for today and put on our next PSAC meeting. I know I just have something interesting to that I received from Recycling Today magazine. They finally got all the numbers together for US plastic recoveries in 2022. They said it dipped compared to 2021, but at 93.7%, the majority of the plastics stayed in North America to be processed and remanufactured into new products. So that's good news. I think the only thing that was exported over was film. And we all remember those days when what we exported over 30% overseas. So
Did they
I
see
think,
where it's going? Did
huh?
they see where it's going?
Oh, well, how that's being used in the United States? Or, oh, they just said overseas, you know. So I think there's other countries besides, I don't think China takes ours anymore. Malaysia, some of the other.
FYI,
Huh?
FYI. Republic Services has told us that they do not send any plastics overseas here.
Right.
So, and then in terms of what is recycled, the number one and number two plastics for the most part have very strong domestic markets,
Right.
ones with the fleece and carpet and things like that. So, that might help.
Yeah, I think that's good news. All right, let's move on to item four for the financial monthly report. Maggie, you're the Wonder Woman with numbers, so.
Hi everyone.
Hi.
How are you all today?
Very well.
Good. So one thing I wanted to update you was that Margot asked at the subcommittee meeting about, and I guess maybe it was a standing question that's been going around for a little while, about the fuel surcharge. And so we are digging into that, and I should be able to report out hopefully at a subsequent meeting. I talked to Carlos about it. We have some questions to answer around that, and we will get back to you. We don't really have an apples to, you know, we have so many vehicles that are using compressed natural gas, and the charter says $3.20 a gallon, and so we have to try to think about how to make that translate to CNG and then et cetera. So we will get back to you, but we're not ready to report on that. But I just want to follow up with you. I know not everyone was at the subcommittee meeting, but I said that I would get back to you. So I just thought I would let you know that now.
Okay.
And so we are in April, And as of the end of, well, the 8th of April, March closed. So we're really 75% of the way through the fiscal year. I had let the committee know last month that I was hoping to update the projections. But because I have to prepare these reports last week in time to send out to you and also to have to review, I'm in the middle of doing my projections now using my full March 31st data. So I will be able to have an updated Q3 projection for our next meeting. So I have not updated the projections at all. And I do think they are high. So I think we're going to see some savings, particularly in the area of our CIP projects. And I am meeting with Carlos tomorrow to review those and various other expenditure patterns. So that will give me good information to provide to you next time. So let me start. I will share my screen. Christina, can you enable the screen sharing for me so I can share my screen, please?
She's got you as a co-host now.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right, how does that look? Everyone see this okay?
Yep.
Okay, so as I said, I pulled the data as of April 1st. So it won't be our actuals, the $51,000 in expenditures will not be probably all of the March data. And there could be, there would likely be a payroll in there that might not have been captured as of yet. So those are the, and also some of our collections as well. So we have collected about $51 million in just over $51 million as of April 1st and in revenues. And we have expended $42 million. So if you look at our capital projects, this is the area here where I think we're really gonna see some savings. We had thought months and months ago, it's very hard to plan these things. And then we do know from the director that things have gone slower than we thought. For example, the Los Rios, the Bifusion building out at Los Reales, those kinds of things impact the forecast. So I know we are going to see some savings. We've only expended $1.7 million in capital project costs. In terms of vehicles, I think we should. I know we did have some discussion about vehicles last at the subcommittee meeting. So we have a projection of 7 million. It's difficult, as you heard, to know exactly when the vehicles are going to come in. But that is the plan. If not, those could roll into the next fiscal year. And I did request another in the request and the recommended budget that went to the mayor and council from the city manager, that included $7 million for this fund to purchase vehicles for fiscal year 25. And I think that that should be sufficient based on our trends. And if we go to by service area, as of April 1st, expenditures only, our code enforcement expenditures, $1.4 million. And that's our actuals. And I think we'll be, again, this forecast looks a little high. We were $1.4 million for the whole fiscal year, or 75% of the way through. So we're not likely to double that in the next 3 months. So again, you'll notice some adjustments to the forecasts, and adjusting them down is usually a good thing. I mean, unless we have big interruptions in service or that kind of thing, but I haven't really made any updates for several months, and these, you know, we used our crystal ball 4 months ago, and now we're here, so we have much better information further in by the time we're in April. And I don't think there's anything else to really call out in terms of the expenditures. Does anyone have any questions specific to this? Okay.
No questions. So okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And just a reminder that the recommended budget, as I said, went to Mayor and Council this week. They there were some agenda items related to environmental services. So when you're ready, we can review review the recommended budget if you'd like, or we can wait until it's been adopted or tentative, which whatever. I don't know what you've done in the past when you'd like to take a look at the subsequent year's budget.
So okay.
You can let me know about that.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get that together.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
Yes, you too. So item five for the subcommittee reports. So we just had the waste diversion collections and education subcommittee meet. Trevor, did you want to give us a quick recap?
Sure thing. I noticed that we lost Ryan, I think. Do we still have quorum?
Yeah, we do with four.
Okay, just making sure.
He's not. Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not letting these people in. Margo and Ryan are both coming up.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Margo's coming. All right.
Okay.
We had a long meeting, so go for it.
Sorry, I'm switching from phone to actual working computer. Okay. Recap of our waste diversion collections education subcommittee meeting last week. We talked a little bit about Plan Tucson, and since Margo is on, I will let her give the updates there. I gave some brief updates relative to the university's planned move out activities in May. For everyone here, we are expecting again to work with Suburban Miners and my office, as well as Housing and Residential Life and our campus pantry, are working to divert as much food as possible to be distributed through the campus pantry. And we're doing some other things and advising with off-campus housing buildings to also help them with some of their move outs later this summer. Looking at code enforcement, so far this year, we have generated just over 1,200 reports or tickets. Over 500 of those have been closed, and the remaining are not yet inspected, in progress in court, sort of all the other things. They're also working on putting together an interactive key performance indicator report that should be online and will hopefully be public facing. Looking at waste diversion, we went through our MRF report, Hefty Renew, which is going to be taking sort of those non-recyclable, hard to recycle plastics as well as styrofoam will soon be on the shelves. Those will be available at Fry's and Walmart. There'll be orange bags that you can drop off at a designated site similar to Bifusion. In the near future. Looking at public outreach, we got some updated numbers on Food Cycle at Home. Zero waste collection event happened this last weekend, so Christina might be able to provide us some updates, if not now, at our next meeting. And then Earth Day, City of Tucson Earth Day at the Children's Museum is on April 20th. And the day after is Party for the Planet on the 21st. And then we also have a hazardous household waste collection event coming up on the 13th. For collections, some route adjustments are in queue. Several have happened recently, several more happening in the next few months. The landfill, we got an update on green waste diversion. They just completed a grinding event a few weekends ago for quarter one. They ground 414 tons of clean material and then 450 tons of green waste that is mixed in with things like palm frond and cactus that can then be used for the slopes of the landfill. Some other things there. Compost, finished compost drop-offs are very popular, and those are happening at some of the ward offices as well as a number of community gardens across the city. Fleet maintenance, we talked a little bit about some of the truck delivery schedules coming up as well as fiscal year 25 equipment needs, and then some overall trends, and I will stop there unless we want to go into any additional detail.
Well, I just wanted to say is that we still got the electric truck chassis, but we're still waiting for the body.
Yeah.
So, everybody's been waiting as hard as they can to get that truck. So does anyone have any questions for Trevor?
I'm just going to tell you all that at the Zero Waste event, we had 456 cars come through.
Wow. That's awesome. So that was a busy day for everybody.
I think I finally got on with my phone. My computer is just being a total jerk today.
Well, we passed by the planned Tucson update. So would you like to do that now?
I just wanted to comment on one other thing that was just said about the equipment coming on. One of the things that surprised me in the report was the length of time it took to get the license plates, the windows tinted, if I did it correctly, and the special computer equipment put on, which is using for tracking the trucks. So I don't know if that can be shortened, but that seemed to me it was taken the order of several months, which was to me quite astonishing. That seems something that should be able to be done in a matter of a week or so. So I just wanted to add that as to part of the, besides waiting for the chassis, there was some other holdups in the trucks getting faster onto the road.
Also, they were talking about how long it took because of the keys, because they all have to have the same key for.
Yes, that too. That was another one. It seemed to me that was something you could take care of before the truck. I understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awful long delay for all the, well, you know, understandable that they need all these things, but it seems like they said, what, 5 to 6 weeks to get them all set up?
I think they get slowed down by vendors that they have to do work with, and it seemed like that was a little frustrating.
Yeah, but you would think
that's a scheduling issue.
What?
I said that's a scheduling issue. That's something that the person who's buying the services said, I expect you, you know, your contract says you'll show up within 24 hours or something. Sorry, I'm a hard nose when it comes to those things.
Well, so you would expect, since they're all uniform, they would have the same everything there that you need to put into the vehicles as soon as they arrive. It's not like one's different, that much different than the other. It's just a matter of, you know, putting everything in place, having everything there so that it could be done right away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My thoughts. Yeah.
Well, they did say there was the delay in the motor vehicle department. So that's always a problem, I bet.
Well, you would think they'd be able to fast track that since they're all within the same, you know, organization, more or less.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And it's not like it's a surprise that they're going to be there.
Right. It's not like you walked out on Saturday and bought yourself a new garbage truck.
Yeah.
Wanted to do it on Monday.
Exactly.
And you don't have to wait in line. All right. Did you want to start, Margo, and give a little review of what we've experienced?
I guess you're skipping around, and my apologies. I don't know why my computer has decided today to be just really, really difficult. Maybe I haven't given it enough love or something. I don't know. anyway, Chris and I have been going to the Plan Tucson, and for those of you who haven't heard this spiel before, Plan Tucson is the new general plan that's being put together over the next year or so, and it'll be up for a vote by the people. The last one was done in 2013, and they're supposed to be done every 10 years, though nobody pays much of attention to that. Anyway, one of the ways they're doing this is they're having a series of public events to which everyone is invited, but unfortunately, most of them are being done during the middle of the day, during the middle of the week. So the only folks showing up are old retired folks like us. And in fact, sort of embarrassing, the last meeting, I was the only non-city staff at my particular table where we were discussing things. So the outreach is not being very successful, and I've had a little bit of discussion with them about how to improve that. But our big concern is getting waste management, waste diversion, our concerns into the general plan, and because the general plan is cited when various topics come up. So we need to keep on it and make sure that we are actually written into the plan. So we fit under something called water, climate action, and green space as the general category. And our particular goal is develop, maintain, and promote a pollution-free community. And I have objected to that because there's no mention of waste or waste management. And so it's important to get your name somewhere into these higher level topics. We did get them finally to actually quote as a background plan, the zero waste plan, so that it is acknowledged that there's something that is being done with some specificity. Some of the kinds of things, also this plan is being built on the earlier plan, the 2013 plan. So there is recognition, for instance, of brownfield assessments, Superfund sites. They're all brought forward and continued. The infrastructure for managing hazardous waste is there. And rather than promote recycling, they're going to improve infrastructure for responsible disposal of hazardous waste. And we know that there's been developments going on at the landfill to follow up on that. there's protect groundwater, surface water, and stormwater from contamination. We know the landfill is involved in those kinds of things. Transition public agency fleets to zero emission and near zero emission vehicles. And of course, that's something that we're doing that through trying out various electric trucks. And that also is tied into develop practices to reduce utility fuel and procurement costs to improve environmental performance, to demonstrate city leadership and sustainable practices and improve operational efficiencies. and finally, we get actually mentioned, implement a community-wide zero waste plan and accompanying initiatives to achieve. And that's it. It says use new technologies and process landfill partnerships to divert waste from the landfill and create a community-wide organics collection and treatment program. And that, of course, is referencing food waste, though It could also be the landscaping. So, and increase neighborhood and community cleanups. So it seems to me that we need to argue for a little more directed or specific information or statements about the landfill, about recycling. You hear there's essentially nothing on really on waste diversion, on the need for education. And so we continue to try to work at that. We're in a sort of intermediate spot in the land, in the planning process, and that we are still developing these statements. Next week, there will be what they call cross-cutting discussion. So that will be where, for instance, you look at the transportation issues, such as the electric trucks. And of course, that cuts across from landfills and pollution to how the transportation system is organized. And so recognition of some of those interchanges. And so that's the next step that we'll be taking. I think Chris will be going to that. And I will be going to that too. But it is very disappointing that we can't seem to get more specific language into these. But I guess we remain hopeful when the next written version comes out, but so far we haven't made much progress.
And you were involved in the last plan.
Yes, I was. Now, this one's a little better than the last plan in that they're building from the last plan. And the big problem last time was they didn't even have the department correct. I mean, I don't know where they got the information about the department that they put into it, but it was just totally messed up and so forth. And so I rewrote big sections of it, which ended up in the sort of background stuff, but I couldn't make much headway on these policy and actions statements that they're writing and taking them from the old plan and putting them in. And then updating them. For instance, we have a comprehensive strategy and program for brownfield assessment, mitigation, and redevelopment. So that one will just carry forward. We've been doing that for the last 10, 15, 12 years before, and we'll certainly continue it. Anyone want to come to the meeting next week? Please come along if you've got nothing better to do.
Margo, I emailed you, I don't know if it was last week or earlier this week. I can't find literally any information online about when it is or where it is. So one, could you remind me those details? But two, that might be part of their engagement problem is there's no information.
I agree with you. I couldn't find my particular paper that I was looking for that I was just reading off of you. I finally found it. I went on to Plan Tucson and it was a disaster. I couldn't find anything in there. I couldn't find the papers that we'd been given before. I couldn't find any of this stuff. Did I send you the invitation? No?
I don't think so, no.
Was it in for the last? I know it's on the 23rd, so I'll
try to find it and send it. You know, I can find it from my, let's see, what date is it on? It's on the 23rd, Tuesday, from 1 to 4.
Yeah,
1 to 4. At the convention center downtown. So maybe I can send it out to Brittany and she can send it to everybody. But I agree, the website is, I mean, I just was spending before I got totally hung, that's why I got hung up with my computer, was trying to locate some information and all they, everything I found was saying, it's closed, it's passed, too late, which was not very encouraging.
Yeah, if you are able to find it and get it sent out, that would be great. But I think that would be a good point for whoever's running this is just update the website.
Yeah, it's in bad shape.
I get confused at their process. So
is that a person meeting or is that also online?
No, this one will be in person again. I think they're sort of They will do probably some large forums online, but most of it has been the newest ones. They feel they got better discussion, which is really funny considering that literally at the last meeting, I was the only non-city staff that was there.
Well, at least you got to give them your spiel without any interruption. So
that's right. I could give them little lectures.
No, I did actually in passing hear you say something like, oh, I used to teach this. Well,
I did pull that little chestnut out periodically.
Yeah, no, I get it. So and it's a newer, younger group. And we'll just have to see how it goes.
You know, in defense of them, there's nobody that really teaches these things. So I know this is off topic, but I just went one for Sun Van, which is the paratransit. They had 12 staff members, and I was the only citizen that showed up. And it was at the work staff. And there was essentially no publicity for it. So, you know, if you hadn't, I'm on the environmental, on the transportation advisory board, which is why I knew about it.
Right.
I'm already involved in it. So I had a long discussion with them about how you get the word out. I mean, they want to do a good job. They just don't know how to do it.
Yeah, they're learning.
Yeah, the hard way.
See how it comes out. So thanks, Margo.
Any other comments, questions? No.
Okay. Margo, I had a question. So, you know, you said you wanted to see more goals and policies related to waste. Are they rejecting texts that you're providing, or are they just not coming up with anything that you're asking for?
I would say they're not coming up with anything they're asking for. So it, this last meeting that I went to, there was a similar one about 2 weeks before. And the idea was that you change different stations. So one time I talked about waste, another time I went and talked about water. And when I got the materials back from the waste, they started doing the presentation and finally I couldn't stand it anymore. And I said, well, where are the changes? Where's the wording that we suggested last time? We'll get around to it. Well, why are we here if we spent all this time talking to you about how we wanted these things changed and nothing happened? And they have people there taking notes right on the computer. So they could be loaded within an hour at the end of the meeting up on the website. And as Trevor says, you can't find anything.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nice. Yeah. Be nice to have that information. So
it's, it's pretty frustrating. No wonder it's not. It's just frustrating.
Okay. You take the time and then they don't actually make the change.
Yep, exactly. And I've been in the staffing position where it was me that was taking the notes and, you know, getting it up. So I understand some of those difficulties. But with, you know, this was 20 years ago before computers were so everywhere. To have the woman typing right there, I mean, she could read it over once and correct your spelling and her grammar and then load it. It's not like you had to then take all the handwritten notes off the flip charts and, you know, re-enter them in and that 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
But they're doing it immediately on the computer. So I just consider that bad management.
It'd be nice to get at least a summary from the meeting. So, okay. Let's move on to item 6 for the future agenda items. I'm hoping that at the next meeting we'll hear from Carlos all about the recruitment process. So we'll keep that on.
Was there just no report that I missed? Or
Well, actually, they're interviewing right now. That's why Carlo's here. So he was going to try and make it back to the meeting, but at the last minute he said he just wasn't going to be able to get back. So we'll have to wait and hear it next month.
Are they interviewing people downtown? Is that the issue?
Right now they are interviewing. I don't know exactly where they're interviewing. Christina?
They're here in our building.
Okay, so they're in the Price Building, so.
Okay.
Anybody else have something we want to talk about next?
Well, let's keep Plan Tucson on. We'll have another round.
Okay. And Trevor, you'll be completely organized for the student move out, right?
It'll be over.
It won't be over.
No.
We'll be on our last,
The
second to
last.
last day of move out. The last day of finals is May 9th, and then commencement is May 10th. So you probably won't get updates from me on numbers until June.
June. Okay. That's fair.
But you can at
Anyone
least tell us
else?
how it's going.
Okay, let's move on to item 7, call to the audience. So, Kevin Green, are you going to jump
I
in?
am. Thank you, Chairperson Yarder.
Thanks.
Members of the Environmental Services Advisory Committee, my name is Kevin Green. I'm the Zero Waste Chair for Sustainable Tucson, which is a local volunteer-based community organization. I'm here today to inform the committee that Sustainable Tucson recently released a zero-waste roadmap to guide city leaders in transitioning Tucson to a zero-waste future. The overarching goal of our zero waste roadmap is to systematically reduce the amount of discarded material that goes to the Los Reales landfill by 70 to 90%. We also want to avoid the use of inefficient, energy-intensive, high-heat treatment technologies that would turn plastic waste and other materials into energy or fuel, such as pyrolysis and gasification. The purpose of our roadmap is to transition our linear take-make waste economy, where we throw away nearly everything, to circular systems where we produce less waste and keep materials in circulation for as long as possible. Our zero waste roadmap includes strategies for maximizing recycling opportunities in the community. However, we want to stress that recycling alone will not be sufficient to address our growing municipal waste problem, particularly the proliferation of single-use products and packaging. We can do better by replacing single-use disposables with reusable and refillable product delivery systems. Our roadmap contains a mix of policies, programs, and actions that the city could take to eliminate or reduce waste at all levels. There's a major emphasis on education and outreach, food waste prevention, reusable food service ware, building materials reuse, multifamily buildings recycling, and backyard composting. Now, we recognize that our zero waste roadmap will take many years to implement. The good news is we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can learn from other leading zero waste communities across the country, including Austin, Washington, D.C., Boston, in Minneapolis. I will place a link to our zero waste roadmap in the chat, as well as my email address. And if you have any questions or would like to discuss our roadmap in more detail, please feel free to contact me. And thank you for this opportunity to speak to the group.
Hey, thank you.
So, Chris, maybe we should put that on for next month, a discussion of their plan.
Okay. All right. And then everybody has a copy of the the roadmap that went to mayor and council from EGSD. I think I'll double check with Brittany.
Yeah, maybe it can be sent out again.
And make sure everybody has that one too. Okay. Wow, this is the shortest meeting we've had in a really long time. So let's move on to item 8, adjournment. And thank you everyone for showing up. Have a good evening. Stay cool.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Getting hot.